It's Wednesday, the 27th of January, 8 a.m. And it's a lovely morning. Lovely as in the sense that it is obviously very overcast over. It's raining, but it's mild and there's no wind, and so it's that beautiful, calming, soothing, rhythmic rain. Skies are a bit brighter this morning, not due to anything to do with clear skies, just the fact that we're moving on, heading towards the end of January, so by rights, by all that is right with the world and the solar system and the traverse of the earth around the sun, it should be getting brighter anyway. So there you go, everything seems to be working, just seems to be taking a while, but it is a lovely morning. I do love this rain. Rain, calming, soothing, and teaching. Even my wide-brimmed hat is not keeping the rain out. Unless I hold it right to my chest. Can you just make out Mrs. Blackbird on the back fence? South fence. I thought she was limping as she hopped here along the fence. But no, she looks okay now. Trick of the light. But, what a night. And I sang about that. I wouldn't say it was a terrible night, although it didn't feel like a terrible night. It was very disturbed. I was up and down, running out, if you like. And when I looked at that Azubio sleep app this morning, told the story, high percentage of light sleep, about 5 or 6 episodes of being awake, and only about 50% of deep sleep. So, but I do remember one of the dreams. Yes, and it wasn't the last dream. It was the dream just before I had to go up to the toilet. I remember that one well. Just another wacky dream. But so this morning, how am I feeling? I'm feeling good. I don't know why I should feel shattered. I'm feeling okay, actually, strangely. I don't know whether it's because we're getting on with things, we're working through the plans, and the motivational plans, if you like, for the year. Maybe chopped off 2 or 3 items off the list. Sad thing is, or maybe not so sad, there isn't a day that hasn't went by that I haven't come up with another 2 or 3 at least. It's beginning to look like the Dead Sea Scrolls of stuff to do. It just shows you how far behind you can get with things to do. You know, we need to bring in a squadron of help to get this done. Ah, well, I'll get there. But as I said, I don't know why I'm feeling so good. I don't know why. I don't really much care why. Well, it'd be nice to put your finger on it and say, hey, that's what caused it. That's what's putting you in such a good mood. I'm not in my finest well. I'm not in the best mood I could be in. I know that because when I'm in that mood, yeah. But that comes few and far between. Maybe this year, maybe 66 will be a very good year. And a song about that too. Old Frankie Boy. Yes. I don't think he ever sang about being 66, did he? And the Beatles only sang about 64. Yes. Then I got the goldfinches back out in the garden the other day there. Took about 4 or 5 days off that Niger seed feeder hanging full before they found their way back, but yes, they're back again. I've seen them, not just the fact I've seen the feeder level go down, but I've actually seen them. 5 or 6, 7 maybe the other day. That's good news. And the long-tailed tits paid a visit. Those beautiful, gorgeous wee birds. Absolutely gorgeous wee birds. I've got a fantastic photograph on my iPhone of a single long-tailed tit. Oh, they're, what's that expression you use when you see a baby panda or a, it's an awe photograph. They're just so gorgeous. Where the hell did that spring up from? I tell you where it sprung up from. From the east. Or at least the northeast. That means chilling air. To hear the birds. You missed them. Mr. Blackbird just grabbed a bit of bread and ran towards my feet, stopped, turned, flew off. Just as Mrs. Blackbird, who's just at my feet, shot over to hunt him off. Well, I'm saying it's Mr. Blackbird. All this time, I may be getting it wrong. It may be an intruding male. But no, because she would hunt with a vengeance if it was an intruding male. I watched the two of them hunt one out of the garden the other day there. By jings, this one was stubborn, kept flying round the house and the trees and coming back down. Grabbing another bit from the suit block. Microsecond of a nibble before it had to move on again as the two were on his tail. It was a bit like Top Gun.